it's me again, the virtual Peter Kirk. I'm thinking a lot about what made Kirkland such a fine place to live. What I remember most are the celebrations. My word, but Kirkland always knew how to throw a good party. Here's a group of merry potlatchers in 1915, playing a bit of dress-up with the masks. In the 1930s, at an annual kids' parade, children who marched in the parade would win prizes for the best costumes. After the parade, children would go to the Gateway Theater, where the businessmen gave each child a bag of hard candy, an orange, and a free ticket to the movies. Sounds like those were very quiet afternoons in the history of Kirkland. In 1933, Forbes Beach, now known as Juanita Beach, hosted a giant potlatch, honoring the anniversary of a major Indian treaty. Thousands of people attended. A precursor to Moss Bay Days was the celebration of May Day. Purportedly, this helped the pre-Depression population blow off some steam. This event was a proper harbinger of the real Moss Bay celebration, which started in 1972 and continued until the late 1980s. Moss Bay Days was ultimately dubbed Kirkland's annual traffic jam, and finally came to an end when organizers realized that more people were arriving after the festival closed than were going home for the evening. One of Kirkland's more memorable but short-lived celebrations occurred in 1946, when community festivals were abundant following the end of the war. The main attraction was a pig race in Lake Washington. The event was broadcast on radios nationwide. Organizers started a barge at the end of a dock that had chutes on it. Pigs were sent down the chutes into the water. No one was hurt, but the pigs were certainly frightened. Kirkland has always been a home to the arts, and festivals have abounded in their celebration and support. The major arts celebration began in 1946 as Kirkland Summer Festival, and continues to this day as Summerfest in support of the Kirkland Arts Center. Probably the biggest and the most well-attended celebration in Kirkland over the years has been the 4th of July. In 1949, the parade included over 1,000 horses and a flyover from Sandpoint Naval Air Station, followed by a picnic with a baby race. In the year 2000, Kirkland revived its 4th of July passion, a giant old-fashioned parade, a community picnic, and a huge fireworks display. I don't recall a reenactment of the baby race or pig race, but in my thinking, is that in the 21st century, we probably can't race either pigs or babies the way we once did. Gone are the days. Virtual Peter Kirk here, signing off for now. Cheerio!